You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, Chicagoland. This is Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Lay Ministry Formation. I will be your host today. Father Greg Sakowitz is tending to a funeral, so we pray for the family, the bereaved family, and we are going to be talking about Catholic schools today. This is Monday. It's a wonderful day in Chicago. A shout out to all the Italian-American community who are celebrating Columbus Day. A very special day for me. 3 years ago, my daughter Amanda was the queen of the Columbus Day Parade. When she won the pageant where she was named the queen, you would have thought that she'd won Miss America. My wife and I went crazy. So it's a very happy day for us. We're also celebrating the month of the Rosary. So we encourage everyone to continue to pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary for many different intentions, particularly for the end of the curse of abortion, for the end of the war in Iraq, and for all of the intentions of the Holy Father. We are very excited because the Archdiocese has a singular honor. This year, six of our Archdiocesan schools were named No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon Schools. Now, that may not mean a lot to those of you listening, but if you had any idea, and you will before this program is over, what it takes to qualify as a No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon School, you would realize what an amazing achievement it is for six of our schools to have been so distinguished. Let me just read a little something to you. Six of our schools were named by the Secretary of the Education, Margaret Spelling, as No Child Left Behind schools, representing the most from any school system in the nation this year. This is the second consecutive year that Archdiocesan schools have earned this distinction of being the school system with the largest number of No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon schools. So we're going to learn more about that from some wonderful guests who are here in the studio. Rosalie Musiala, who is the principal of Pope John the 23rd School in Emerson. Good morning, Rosalie.
Good morning, Gratz.
We have Judy Pappas, principal of St. James School in Arlington Heights. Judy, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And also in the studio is Gary Campione, principal of St. Mary's School, Buffalo Grove. Gary, welcome.
Good morning.
We have a guest on the radio, Father Robert Egan, who is the president of St. Viator High School, the only high school so distinguished this year in the Archdiocese. And that school is located in Arlington Heights. Good morning, Father Bob.
Good morning, Gratz. Thanks very much for having me.
Good to have you here. Are you a Viatorian?
I am, in fact, a Viatorian.
Well, good for you. The other schools who are distinguished this year, besides the ones I've just named, are Cardinal Bernardine Elementary School, located in Orland Hills. And later in the program, we will be speaking with the current principal, Mrs. Mary Yanasilli. And in addition, we have Queen of All Saints School on Chicago's north side. Father Wayne Prist is the pastor, and Miss Stephanie DePrima is the principal. Now, I hate to be prejudiced or anything like that, but I've noticed that four out of the five principals of these schools are Italian.
Yay.
Yes, it is a good thing to be Italian.
And on this Columbus Day, is this a coincidence? Or what? Did all the Italians get together and decide, let's all be the Blue Ribbon schools this year?
It certainly helps to be Italian. It helps for determination.
To be Italian. All right, that's right. Determined people. Rosalie and I are both immigrants. We both came from Italy when we were like seven or eight, right?
Seven.
Very good.
For me.
So you see, when you're immigrant stock, you learn to work hard and eventually things work out. Well, so this is an important distinction. Tell us, what does it take to be designated as a No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon School? Who'd like to start us off?
Well, there's two ways that you can be designated a Blue Ribbon School. One is by showing dramatic improvement. The other is by having scores in the top 10% nationally. It also includes criteria based on curriculum offerings. For example, you must have a foreign language in your junior high that is an academic subject, not just once a week, a daily.
So do you have to have these high scores for just 1 year, and that's enough to qualify, or does it have to be over a period of time?
Usually it's tracked over a period of time. 5 years, you have to submit your test results from the Terra Nova, which is a national testing, so your scores have to be in the top 10% in the nation.
Over a period of 5 years, consistently?
Yes, consistently.
All right, so this is no easy thing to achieve.
No, it isn't. I mean, I think what happens is a lot of hard work goes into developing curriculum, working with teachers for excellence in terms of making sure there's continuity. As we were talking about, offering course selections that are appropriately challenging to our students, that's essential. To get them to that level of expectations, of high expectations, test scores, besides just doing a summative type of test scores, we're also doing development of their curriculum. So it's nice to see a summative test score show all the hard work that goes all year long, and it shows up on one test score.
Yeah.
Well, one way of using the test score certainly would be to diagnose where you're at and what you need to do in the future. So at St. James, we certainly spend a lot of time looking at the diagnostic nature of our test scores so that we can attack the objectives and the goals that are lagging behind a bit and certainly bring those up to par. And I certainly agree with what Gary had mentioned in regards to expectations. Children rise to your expectations. Teachers rise to your expectations. If this is the culture of your school, if you're looking for excellence, you're going to get excellence because it is an expectation.
Yeah, I'd like to pick up on two things you said. You mentioned diagnostics. Sometimes people have a negative attitude towards national tests. You know, they think it's, a standardized test isn't really fair because every kid is different, and so you put a label on them with this test. But it sounds like there's a very positive side in terms of the results that you get. You do this diagnostics. So talk a little bit more about how test scores can really help you as a principal to look to the future, work with your teachers in terms of identifying the needs of the children and then trying to meet those needs.
We're very fortunate in that in our test results that we get from the Terra Nova people, we get a printout of objective by objective for each student and how they developed in that particular area. We also have longitudinal papers that allow us to see where a particular child has gone from grade to grade. So by using the longitudinal studies as well as the objectives for diagnostic reasons, you can put together a program that is going to be suitable in a differentiated manner, which is what we need to do for the development of our schools. The Archdiocese recently has put together the curriculum in all areas, the curriculum frameworks, which are also very, very helpful to us in regards to putting our curriculum in a place where we need it to be on a very high level.
Yeah.
Another thing that the Terra Novas do that most tests do not do, they give us what we call an anticipated score, because the Terra Novas test not only the achievement, what the child has learned, what the child is able to do, it also tests through the test of cognitive skills, it's part of the Terra Nova, their aptitude. And from that, they derive an anticipated score. So as a principal, when I look at a child whose anticipated score is very different from their achievement, we need to do something to bring that achievement up. And that's what we do. The other thing that I use diagnostic test scores is very, very early, to do early intervention. My goal is to break predictions of failure. What we do at Pope John the 23rd is we give the MRT6 level 1 to our 4-year-olds coming out of preschool. It's a very test-friendly. The kids love doing it. It's one-to-one. They just point to a little picture. And then we give it at the end of kindergarten to our 5-year-olds, the level 2. I use those two instruments to identify kids that we need to do something different with, something more, so that you are breaking those predictions of failure. You're breaking those predictions by doing more for the children.
That's great. And we should clarify that all of these schools are in the top 10%. So you received your blue ribbon not just because you increased your scores, but because your scores
Absolutely.
Are at such a high national level, in the top 10% of all the schools nationally. All right, we need to move to a break. And when we return, we're going to continue our conversations with the principals of these outstanding Catholic schools within the Archdiocese of Chicago. Don't go away. We'll be
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
This year, Cemetery Sunday and All Souls Day both fall on Sunday, November 2nd. Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Chicago invites you to a day of faith, remembrance, and prayer at many of the Chicago area Catholic cemeteries. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
Please join with me and with millions of Catholics across our nation in visiting a Catholic cemetery on All Souls Day this year and in praying for the dead.
Call Catholic Cemeteries at 708-449-6100 or go to www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org for details. That's 708-449-6100 or www.catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Visit a Catholic cemetery on Sunday, November 2nd and observe the Feast of All Souls Day and Cemetery Sunday in a very special way.
Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. And the perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Lay Ministry Formation, and I'm privileged this morning to be hosting this program and talking to a bunch of wonderful principals leading some of the best Catholic schools, not only within the Archdiocese, but within the nation, schools that have been distinguished as Blue Ribbon Schools, No Child Left Behind Blue Ribbon Schools. Seven different schools within the Archdiocese, the largest number of any school system in the country. And now I'd like to turn to Father Robert Egan, the president of St. Viator High School, and ask you, Father Bob, tell us, what is it like to earn this distinction at the high school level? What did St. Viator have to do to qualify for this?
Well, Grazie, as I listened to the first segment, you know, in many ways, the criteria are very similar. Our designation as a Blue Ribbon School came as a result of tracking 5 years of our test scores, our Explore, Plan, PSAT, the ACT tests, ACT average scores that put us in the top 10% in the country. And once we were able to track that and determine that the scores were matching up to what we perceived as the achievement of our students, you know, we decided to go down the road of applying for the Blue Ribbon and then describing all of the other programs that are a part of a high school experience that is beyond testing, things like the curriculum, our campus ministry program, our co-curricular program, all of the testing and evaluation that we use in the curriculum. All of those sort of were part of putting together the story of St. Viator High School.
Tell us a little bit about the school. We know you're located in Arlington Heights. Mm-hmm. What's the size, genders
sure.
you serve? Tell us a bit.
We're, our enrollment is 1,045. We're a co-educational school. We were founded by the Viatorians in 1961. We began as an all-boys school, but we went co-ed in 1987.
Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah, it has been. I know, yeah.
Wow. Now, you talk about being in the top 10%. You know, obviously, that's not an easy thing to achieve. When you're in the top 10%, that means there's 90% of the population that isn't doing mm-hmm. as well. Does one set out as a principal, I'm talking to all of the principals now, does one set out to achieve that distinction? Did you just get lucky? Do you have bright students? Do you have teachers who just decided, come on, we're going to work with our kids and really push them so that they do really well? How does this happen?
I think it's all of those factors. You know, the day we were notified of our status as a Blue Ribbon School, I called the faculty together and I said to them, you know, that this recognition is about the achievement of our students, it's about the quality of our curriculum, but I think probably most importantly, it's about the dedication and commitment of faculty and staff in a Catholic school who say, we want to be a part of helping our students achieve the most they can. And our teachers and our staff work hard at that every day, as I know they do in every Catholic school that's been recognized and that is part of our Catholic school system here in Chicago.
Yeah, and the Catholic schools always do it with a lot fewer resources than most of your public school counterparts. Isn't that right?
Correct. You know, I think when you talk about the whole atmosphere of a school, expectations, we talk about test scores, and we don't allow children to make excuses. We realize all children have strengths and weaknesses, and we always look at and focus on their strengths. We want them to succeed. So not turning in homework is not an excuse. You're going to stay after. We're going to finish the work. You're going to continue doing the task because we know you're successful. We have parents who expect this. We have children who expect this. It's an atmosphere that we live in of high expectations. And when you set those expectations high on children, they will meet. I have never met a child that doesn't want to please. Hmm. And you know, the thing is to make them feel good about themselves, make them feel successful. Because once you're successful, you're going to say, I can do this. And, you know, that I can overcome difficulties. And that's the joy of our children, you know, to watch them when we received the blue ribbon. They were so excited. They stood taller, looked greater, were excited. I mean, it's electrifying what it does to a school. The staff and all their benefits that go to is unbelievable.
Great. We're going to want to hear more about the reaction at the schools when you got this news. But Judy, tell us your perspective on...
After being in the Archdiocese for over 30 years at this point, I had spent 27 years in Chicago and beyond that in suburban areas. And certainly the Chicago Catholic schools face a different sort of challenge in regards to monetary issues. And even insofar as student population, you look at what the reasons why parents are sending students to Catholic schools. We know that the Chicago Public Schools in some areas have some difficulties, and so perhaps the reasons people are looking for Catholic education is not only for the spiritual development of their children, but certainly also the better environment, the safer culture that might exist in that school. Suburban schools face a different sort of challenge because many of us are surrounded by excellent schools. In Arlington Heights, District 25 is a wonderful district. They have great services. They have schools that are super-duper equipped. And we're fighting a different sort of battle. So in order to keep on a par or exceed what public schools offer in suburban districts, sometimes it really is a huge challenge. We're looking not only to be as good, but we want to be better, and certainly what we have to offer in the way of the holistic child approach and spiritual development of our children speaks volumes. With that, then, we are awarded a national distinction, which is absolutely exciting as could be.
Yeah, thank you, Judy. I
would echo what Judy just had to say. You know, for us at St. Viator, just down the street from St. James, we exist in a very similar environment. We have a very fine public school district, high school district 214. So, you know, we talk a lot about test scores and curriculum and academic, and that's clearly a critical part of this Blue Ribbon Award. One of the other elements is the whole element of faith formation and of religious education and the components of our campus ministry program and our peer mediation, our service program, all of those things that challenge kids to say the world is bigger than just what I know of it.
You know, Bob, I want to develop that a whole lot more. We need to take a break, so hold that thought, and we're going to come right back to it after this break.
I will do that.
I want to invite our listeners, if you have any questions for any of these principals, to please give us a call at 312-751-1979. We'll take this short break, and we'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal George leads a group of Chicago-area faithful on a pilgrimage to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. We have highlights of that journey. World Youth Day is celebrated in Sydney, Australia, as well as here in Chicago at St. Hyacinth Basilica. We'll take you to both celebrations. And we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at Relevant Radio, bridging the gap between faith and everyday life.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your archdiocese.
Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, hosting for you today and talking about Catholic education, particularly about some amazing schools that have achieved great success and national recognition for their success. Schools that are in the top 10% of schools nationally in terms of their test scores, not only for this year, but over a five-year period. We were talking just before we went to the break with Father Bob Egan. Father, before we get back to you, we have a caller on the line, and we're going to take this question, and then we're going to continue our conversation about the faith dimension of our Catholic schools. On the phone, we have Karen from Park Forest. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How's everybody today on this holiday weekend?
We're doing very well. You have a question for us.
Yes. As a sister of a man living with autism, what percentage of these Catholic schools. What's the percentage of your special ed? Because my brother was not he was not able to go to Catholic school because of his disability. Is that part of the punishment for parents having relations on what used to be Ember Days? Because we have felt ostracized in a lot of places because of Richard's disability.
Yeah.
Richard was in his late 50s before he made his first Holy Communion.
You know, that's obviously a great burden for a family to bear. And one of the distinctions between Catholic and public schools is the availability of funding to deal with special needs students. The one advantage that the public schools do have is that they can take care of children with those very special needs. I have a niece who has a child who has this this problem, and one of the blessings in her life is that the state is able to provide things for her that the Catholic schools simply aren't able to take care of.
I can probably address that a little bit. At St. Mary's School, we do have two special service people that provide services for children with some learning disabilities. We can take children that have learning disabilities that are moderate. We also get support to some extent from District 102, which is tax dollars, and they change the rulings in regards to how students get funding and support from the public schools. So for this year at St. Mary's, we have a speech pathologist who will come to our school and help children with speech and articulation problems at our school. So right now, we're serving probably 14 to 15 students with speech and language problems or issues that are or concerns. So we are doing some outlift and support. We do help children through intervention. Our junior high program has a study skills program to help children improve in quality of test controls. So we do take a very active role in trying to identify and improve our curriculum by providing a well-rounded education for all children.
We have a program at St. Vider that addresses the special ed needs of our students. It's called the Scanlon Center, and about 7% of our students take advantage of some of the programs that we have there, providing study skills, students who have 504 plans and IEP plans, that works hard to try and provide the special services that some students need. We're not in a position to be able, obviously, to provide all of those services. We do work very closely with District 214, who collaborate really well with us in terms of testing for our students and determining if students have learning disabilities and the level and the curriculum that we're able to provide for them.
Yeah. Well, we thank Karen for her phone call, and we certainly want to be mindful and pray for all these children who have special needs. And we're grateful for the collaboration between private and public systems so that what one can't meet, those needs can be met by the other system. So, Father Bob, you began to bring up the whole issue of the Catholic and faith dimension of our schools. Talk a little bit more about that and how that plays into being able to succeed in the way that your school has succeeded.
Sure. You know, and I'm not sure what level of determination in the blue ribbon process that was considered, but I think, you know, when I reflect on what our parents and what our families look for when they come to St. Vider High School, I mean they're clearly looking for a curriculum that's outstanding, that gives their kids a chance to succeed and go forward to the best colleges and all of that, and we work very hard at that. But I think the other pillar of our mission is that of faith formation. And, you know, when I listen to parents consistently talk about what is unique and what's different about Viator and what's different about a St. James or a St. Mary's, you know, it is that they know that we're dedicated to sharing our faith and to passing it on and in a sense to challenging students to more than just academic knowledge about their faith, to recognize that being a Christian and being a disciple in the world today means that we embrace the values of the gospel and that our students leave here as people of faith, committed to living that wherever they are. They do that through service projects, through engagement in the local community and the broader community of you know, the Northwest suburbs, the Chicagoland area, even broader than that. And in a sense, it does challenge students. It does challenge kids to say, I'm going to take what I believe and make it a part of who I am. And I think that's one of those pillars that we have to consistently say to our families, this is part of who we are. And we're committed to sharing this with your son and daughter, and even more importantly, we're committed to sending them out into a world to make a difference.
Amen.
As people of faith.
Yeah. Well, I'm so delighted to hear you say that. You know, sometimes you get the feeling that in some schools, the Catholic, the faith dimension is peripheral. And, you know, why do we exist if that's the case? But to hear a school talk about this is part of our, this is the basis of our mission. This is the heart of who we are. This is why we exist. And we do all of what we do it all well, but because we want faith-filled, well-educated children to go out there and become leaven in the world. That's amazing. I know, Father Bob, you're going to need to leave us. We have to take a break right now. We thank you. We thank wonderful communities like the Viatorians and the many others who run schools within the diocese. It's not an easy thing, but you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
We're going to return after this short break. Stay with us, and we're going to continue our conversation about Catholic schools.
Ask people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith, the voice of the Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago. It's Monday morning, Chicago. It's a beautiful day out there. Great day for the Columbus Day Parade. All of you Italian Americans, get out there, support that parade, and let your red, green, and white show through. We are talking today about some very happy things, the success of our Catholic schools here within the Archdiocese of Chicago. We want to welcome to the conversation Mary Yannicilli. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, you're the brand new principal of Cardinal Joseph Bernardine Elementary School in Orland Hills.
Yes, I am.
How are you enjoying it there?
I'm enjoying it very much, especially the Blue Ribbon status that was just awarded to Cardinal
That's
Joseph
great.
Bernardine.
Well, they're lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm blessed to be there.
Well, we've been talking about the schools, and one of the things that came up, what I noticed from the list of schools is most of the schools are suburban schools. We have one City School. Unfortunately, that principal wasn't able to be on the program this morning. Queen of All Saints Basilica, their grade school was also designated as a Blue Ribbon School, and that is within the city of Chicago. Pope John the 23rd School is in Evanston.
Right, but we're very urban. We actually have 26% of our children from Rogers Park. We have 16% from the Skokie area, and of course, the rest are from South Evanston. We do get a smattering of children who live someplace else, whose parents work at Northwestern or ETHS, and they find us very convenient because we have morning care and after-school care.
Sure.
And our reputation in Evanston is very well known for our academic excellence.
Yeah. Sometimes people think that Catholic schools can succeed because they have a very selective student population, and that the Catholic climate is kind of an elitist climate, that you only can pick the creme de la creme and you leave the problem kids to the public schools. Is that reality?
No, that's
a myth. Or is that fiction?
That's a myth, Gratz, that is out there. We have the benefit of having children whose parents have chosen our school. And parents choose our schools for various reasons. Our children are not perfect. They're not little Einsteins walking around. We have a full range of abilities and gifts at our school. We do have children that need accommodations. But out of justice, as a principal, when I have a new family coming in, I look at the evaluations, the IEP plans, the 509 plan, the private educational plans that they have. And if we can meet those needs, they're in our school. And we have those children, and they do very, very well. We get the most achievement that we can. And our teachers are wonderful with them in terms of differentiating the instruction and doing the best that they can to help them be the best that they can be. Part of our reason for doing that is our Catholic faith. We believe that God gives each of us different gifts, and it is our responsibility as human beings to make the most of those gifts. And this is one of the little talks I have every year with my sixth graders who are new to the ability grouping. And we help them understand that there are many different types of gifts. And if you are responsible for making the most out of that, because God has a plan for you.
Yeah.
I think one of the challenges that we faced very heavily when I was teaching in Chicago was that oftentimes when we would have students who would start to show signs of some sort of academic or behavioral difficulty, we would send them to the public school for some sort of evaluation, and we would find that our teachers did so well with the children that they didn't even qualify for services in CPS. So it's a battle that we do face day in and day out in all of our schools, and as Rosalie said, we certainly need to provide, and we do provide as best we can for children of all levels, not only those who are in need of remediation or special assistance, but also those who are on the other side of the spectrum, those who are gifted and talented in a particular area. St. James tries to provide for those children as well with our differentiated instruction.
I'd like to echo that as well. At Cardinal Joseph Bernadine, we also address the needs of some students in accommodating plans, both the ISEP and the IEP. And we also have an academic enrichment program for the gifted. But I also wanted to just congratulate Principal Judy Shutter, who is now at Mary Seat of Wisdom. Judy was responsible for the application for the Blue Ribbon Award, and she and a staff of 20 other individuals, in a totally collaborative effort, put this together. So kudos to Judy Shutter, and also congratulations to all of my colleagues who have received this award. You know, it's unique for Cardinal Joseph Bernadine because we've only begun our ninth year. So it's just been 5 years since we had a seventh and eighth grade, which is one of the requirements for the application. And just recently we had Todd Zellick out, who is from the United States Department of Education, and he gave us the Blue Ribbon Certificate and congratulated teachers and students and parents for the award that has been given to our school. It was an exciting day.
Yeah. Should point out some statistics here. First of all, We have these six schools that were designated Blue Ribbon schools, but we have 258 Catholic schools within the Archdiocese in both Cook and Lake counties, in almost every town, in every neighborhood. And even though they don't all get this amazing distinction, they're all doing an amazing job out there. The other statistic is that only 327 schools nationally were designated Blue Ribbon schools, but they only allow how many private schools to get that distinction?
50.
Only 50 from the entire country. And out of only 50 in the entire USA, six are from this archdiocese.
Largest amount in the nation.
Largest number in the nation. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. The 21 schools in the state of Illinois.
The Catholic schools, private schools specifically, need to go through an additional cut before going to the U.S. Department of Education. We go through the Council of American Private Education, and they actually are our source for nominations. So we submit our application to them before the U.S. Department of Ed receives them.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation after we take this short break. Listen to these important messages regarding the Archdiocese of Chicago, and then we will return and tell you more about our fine Catholic schools. Don't go away.
Catholic Campaign for Human Development awards financial grants to community groups that fight poverty and support positive change. Here's a few of those groups. The Brighton Park Neighborhood Council.
We strengthen our community through foreclosure counseling, parent patrols, and a youth jobs program.
The Logan Square Neighborhood Association.
We want to repopulate the Lathrop homes to help preserve an affordable, diverse community.
Lake County United.
We are campaigning for a charter high school to serve our far northern suburbs.
The Latino Union of Chicago.
We provide safety equipment and training for workers struggling to make ends meet.
The Progress Center for Independent Living.
We support people with disabilities in suburban Cook County to help them maintain their independence.
The Target Area Development Corporation.
We just celebrated a summer without murders thanks to our violence prevention programs.
Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
We are called by name and we are shaped and formed by sacred scripture. Scripture is the theme of the Chicago Catechetical Conference on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont.
We all need to have a deeper understanding of the Bible so it can nourish us and help us influence others. And we all need to be people of the Word. Vibrant prayer services and masses will frame each day of the conference.
There will be inspirational keynote addresses and a variety of presentations. Register for one or both days. Phone the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700 or visit the conference webpage at www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-243-3700 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. We hope to see you in Rosemont on October 17th and 18th to learn, worship, and grow our faith together.
Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith. What a wonderful thing it is to be able to have this opportunity to be on the public airwaves to talk about the gift of Catholic education, to have this opportunity to talk about our Catholic faith. I mean, I don't know if all of our listeners are aware of how special this is. Just a few years ago, this wasn't a possibility. And now here we are able to spread the good news of the gospel and the good news of what God is doing within this local church on a regular basis, every day from 9 to 10 here. And, of course, Relevant Radio does it all day long. So we thank Relevant Radio, and we thank Cardinal George for his investment in this effort. And we thank all the people that make this archdiocese work on a daily basis, 24 hours a day. We have been talking this morning about Catholic schools, both in the city and in the suburbs, and particularly schools that have been designated as Blue Ribbon schools, a unique distinction. Only 50 private schools across the country, only 21 within the state of Illinois. That's a lot. Almost half are in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. Why is Illinois doing so well?
I
believe, you know, we've been spending a lot of time writing curriculum, looking at benchmarks, meeting standards, and developing our curriculums to meet those standards. And when you raise standards and you have consistency throughout your school building, student achievement improves. The other thing I think is when we go back to those Terra Nova tests, we talk about anticipated scores, you know, what children should be getting based on their cognitive ability. And I'm always so proud to look at our scores and seeing so many children excel beyond their cognitive ability. Mm-hmm. They're working beyond their intellectual ability. That means hard work pays off. And that's important because we know they're studying, they're taking that information and going beyond what their gifted ability is.
Good point. I also think that relative to the question about the state of Illinois, that the Archdiocese of Chicago has the most schools is certainly, I think, the success of the Archdiocese is attributed to the Genesis framework. You know, I think it makes it much easier.
Tell us what Genesis is.
Genesis is the new framework for the Archdiocese in terms of looking at our schools with respect to our Catholic identity and establishing goals for how we move that forward, for its academic excellence in each school, its school improvement process, as well as building the vitality of the school in all areas. So there is a framework for a document now that all of our school administrative leaders are able to use. It is a strategic plan building each school for the future.
I think another relevant point to the growing excellence in our schools is the fact that we have turned a corner on professional development. I think that our schools, I know at St. James certainly, the high degree of concentration on staff development and having teachers invest time, because statistics show that the way to improve classroom outcome is by having better teachers. So by spending time on research-based development for our staffs, we know that we're putting a good product into our schools and therefore expecting more out of our children.
Judy, I agree. Teachers are the key. You're not going to get these kinds of test scores, this type of achievement, if you don't have a dedicated, devoted, hardworking teacher. And I think Catholic schools are blessed with teachers who are in those classrooms because they want to be there, because they want the children in that class to be the best they can be. They want to keep that bar raised high. They're not there because of the salary. We know that.
I like to just
my
talk
wife
about
is a teacher at your school. And
yes.
You're right. We know that.
Well, I just like to echo it. I mean, how many, when I look at my faculty, about 70% of my faculty had children who graduated from St. Mary's School in Buffalo Grove.
Wow.
And their commitment, they came back to teach and to give. And, you know, they realize how important it is. And their expectations are just unbelievably high. And so we accept that. And they have a gift to give back. I think the other thing that we really do well is communicate with our parents. And we know that it's a partnership. And this partnership makes us grow. And we have children. When I look at St. Mary's, we have children from three-year-olds all the way through eighth grade. And, you know, when people say, look at your children, they are my children. I take a lot of pride, and I watch them grow, and I'll challenge them all the time. You can do better. And I think that's the beauty of it. We see children for a prolonged period of time. We don't see them 3 years. We see them 9 years of development.
Absolutely. And there's that community feeling,
mm-hmm.
that feeling where we're all invested in the success of that child. It isn't just the teacher's going to get through the period.
Right.
They are committed to the children, and that is why they're there.
I agree. I think the investment is a school and family partnership, and the uniqueness of our school is that it's a regional school, and it's sponsored by four parishes. So we have been blessed to have 250 volunteers who build on that faith community and family spirit. So it's one of our tremendous strengths.
All right, we need to move to our final break. When we come back, I want to hear about the reaction of the students, the teachers, the parents, the pastors at each of the schools, and how you're going to be able to celebrate this nationally when you go to Washington, D.C. So stick around. We're going to have our final segment after these brief messages. Don't go away.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to the Catholic Community Faith, a show that helps to tell you about how your contributions and those Sunday envelopes are making an amazing difference in the lives of children and adults throughout this great Archdiocese of Chicago. We're talking to schools that have been designated as Blue Ribbon Schools, and before we miss the opportunity, I'd like each of the principals here to give us a phone number and a website where anyone in your local area could contact you if they're interested in your school for their children. Gary, start us off.
Okay, it's St. Mary's School in Buffalo Grove. The phone number is 847-459-6270.
Do that again.
847-459-6270. Our website is www.stmarybg.org.
All right, and Judy.
I'm proud to represent St. James School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Our phone number is 847-255-6746.
One more time.
847-255-6746. And our website is www.stjamesah.org.
stjamesah.org.
Correct.
Rosalie?
Pope John the 23rd School is located in South Evanston, and our phone number is 847-475-5678.
One more time.
847-475-5678. Our website address is www.popejohn23, not the Roman numerals, the two and the three, .org. And we have an open house I'd like to invite people to come to on November the 12th, coming up soon, from 9 to 11.
Great. And Mary, please tell us about Cardinal Bernardine School.
Thank you. On behalf of our four sponsoring parishes, St. Elizabeth Seton, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Stephen Deacon and Martyr, and St. Julie Billiard, it's a privilege to be able to speak for our entire school community for Cardinal Joseph Bernardine Elementary School in Orland Hills. Our number is 708-403-6525.
Again, please.
708-403-6525. 6525, and our website is www.cardinaljbschool.com.
CardinalJBSchool.com.
Right.
So your school represents four parishes. Pope John represents two parishes. So it's good to know that these assimilated schools are working and working well.
Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the celebrations that you've been having and about your planned trips to Washington, D.C.
Well, at St. James, we have been celebrating since September when we moved into a brand new school building. So along with our Blue Ribbon designation, our excitement is even more so because of our brand new building where we are currently housing pre-K through grade 2 and 6 through grade 8. Come January, when our project is finished, our middle grades will be moving into the new building. So we're absolutely thrilled to have all of this happening at one time.
I bet Father Bill Zavasky is very proud.
Bill is very proud and has been extraordinarily supportive of our school.
Yeah. Gary, tell us about what you've done at your school.
Well, it's been an exciting time. We've had a lot of parents, what I would call guardian angels of the Blue Ribbon. They've been surprising us almost daily. We have a 12-foot Blue Ribbon bowl out in front of our building on Lake Cook Road.
Our art teacher, Blue Ribbon bowl?
Bowl.
Oh, bowl. Bowl. B-O-W.
B-O-W.
Okay.
Our buffalo was painted blue with a huge blue ribbon on there, and it says 208 Blue Ribbon School. Throughout the whole campus of ours, there's blue ribbons all around, and parents are working always on something exciting for us and our children. We did have a beautiful assembly where we presented ribbons and balloons to all the children. It's going to be an exciting time. Mrs. Barr and myself will be going to Washington, D.C. on the 20th and 21st to receive our Blue Ribbon acknowledgement from this.
Let's hold off on D.C. Let's go to Mary. Mary, tell us what your four parishes are doing to celebrate.
Thank you. Well, what we first did was gave blue corsages to all of our faculty and staff the day that we received the announcement of the news. That
nice.
Was a wonderful day of celebration. Our parents then continued to provide for us wonderful announcements with regard to funding our entire trip, both the air and the hotel room, for the 3 days that we'll be there. Judy Shutter and our assistant principal, Benita Brown, and myself will be going. And then our marketing committee is planning to do a new DVD and brochure as a result of the Blue Ribbon, and we are going to plan with our advisory council, student council, and the faculty a big celebration once we return from Washington.
Well, congratulations to you and to Father Ed Upton, who's the executive pastor, for that success.
Father Steve Lanza now is the executive pastor.
Oh, okay, excellent. And Rosalie, what about Pope John?
Well, we started celebrating the third day of school when we received the Red Ribbon Award. This is a national award for excellence in drug education and in providing safe environments and promoting healthy lifestyles.
Now you just need a white ribbon and you'll be all set.
Then we'll be totally patriotic.
That's
so
right.
Our school is decorated with blue and red ribbons on the banisters, on the doorknobs, on the handles. And this past Friday, we celebrated an assembly with Todd Zolik, the Deputy Secretary for Region 5, and at that assembly, we received the certificate, and he honored all the teachers and all the children. We are going to have another celebration when I return from Washington, D.C. The children told me they wanted a parade.
Now, everyone keeps talking about Washington. What's going on in Washington?
On the 20th and 21st, we're all invited to receive our awards from the U.S. Department of Ed. This is a nationwide celebration, and each school is bringing along a principal and a teacher. In our case, St. James is sending Mrs. Lauren Madden, which will be very exciting for all of us.
And it's a two-day celebration. It begins Friday with a reception and a tour of Washington at night. And the next day is a workshop in the morning where principals will share. And then is the award luncheon. And we're all looking forward to that, where we'll receive a plaque and banner that you can use at your school. Each school gets to keep that distinction of being a Blue Ribbon school for 5 years. You actually cannot apply again.
In addition to that, the National
You know what?
Catholic.
We're smack out of time. I want to thank all of our guests here this morning, congratulate each of your school communities, thank Brian Brock, our producer, and Ryan Blackburn for putting the show together this morning. And we pray that all the schools in Chicago continue to do such a great job for our children and for Jesus our Lord. God bless us all.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.